Hello and welcome to the eighth in this series of 5-minute podcasts related to the topic of qualitative research and the early years learning environment. In this episode, I'm going to illustrate a way of reflecting on experience based on Guilford's concept of creativity. Guilford contributed the chapter Traits of Creativity in Vernon's edited book entitled Creativity. Although this book was published way back in 1973, Guilford's view of creativity and the associated concept of divergent thinking provides a useful additional dimension when reflecting on experience. Guilford identified five constituents of creativity, namely ideational fluency, which relates to producing ideas, spontaneous flexibility, where the ideas produced are unbounded, adaptive flexibility, which involves reinvention, for example, reinventing the problem, elaboration, which entails imagining a whole object or idea when only some of the parts are visible, and originality, where there are unusual responses or remote associations. Okay, so here we are in the global classroom. This is a corner of the room. There's a table with a few pens and paper and two chairs, and there's a box with some books. There's Biff and Chip with the magic key. There's some animal books on the shelf next to the table. There's a patchwork quilt version of Elmer, pinned to the wall behind the table. Looks like a collaborative project. There's a few cushions in between the table and the box of books. Elaboration, imaginative elaboration. Start with the ambiguous and fill in the details. Maybe this is a reading area, but there's no sign. Maybe it's a writing area. After all, there are some pencils and paper available. There's clearly a role play and water area in the room over the other side, but maybe the room's set up so that the areas can be used flexibly, relational use of space. I suppose this could be a time-out, cooling-off area, because it's noticeably a small corner of the room with no really distinct identity. But cushions make it look comfortable, so it could be a quiet area also. Ideational fluency, associated ideas. Well, there are no children here at the moment, and it's free choosing time, so I'm wondering what could be done to make it more appealing to the children, as long as it's not a time-out area, that is. What about designing this area so that it has some specific activities associated with it? This could give it a sense of purpose, which links the books, paper and display. For example, a postcard-making area. The children use the books to help draw the animal and then write the address on the back, mark making, initial writing, using different media, different themes. Spontaneous flexibility. What other ways are there of thinking about this apart from different purposes for the area? The cushions seem to be right up close to the chairs. The chairs are higher up and the cushions are on the carpet. Thinking about affordances of space, it might be better to put the cushions between the box of books and the bookshelf so the children aren't disturbed by those sitting on the chairs. It's quite a small room, actually. Using a partition screen might break up the space too much and disrupt the sense of coherence where the books and paper are part of the same activity. Another idea would be to consider how to give this area more identity. You know, would it be better to include a sign, display some writing, even something generic like home corner office, or include some envelopes and a letterbox? Adaptive flexibility. Well, there's a large wardrobe for storing resources near the entrance to the classroom, which would fit into this corner. This would open up a lot of space in a more prominent part of the room. Relocating the home corner office to near the entrance would give it greater visibility and possibly greater use. On the other hand, there's a window next to the Elmer display, which provides a child's height view out onto the school's forested area, but currently it's not really accessible because the precise location of the bookshelf blocks out some of the view. Probably not a good place for the wardrobe, but still it might be worth rearranging some of the furniture. Originality. This table, chairs, cushions, box of books and bookshelf has been here most of the year. If it was given more identity and relocated, then it would be possible to paint a nature scene as a border on the window looking out onto the forested area. There could also be an interactive display so that children can record any of the birds and wildlife that they see when looking through the window. The ceiling is quite high, but it would still be possible for the children to make some mobiles of wildlife to hang from the ceiling and put a large incy-wincy spider in the corner. Okay, I think that's about 5 minutes. So look forward to the next episode focusing on another aspect of qualitative research and the early years learning environment.